So much to do. Okay, everybody, it's March 15th, 2021. You're listening to the Fakeologist Show. I said I'd show up here every day at 8:30, do about half an hour. If I get any caller inners, either by phone at 810-666-1984, or if I get anyone on the Discord, come on into the Discord at fake11.com/Discord. If you want to be on the show, just, you have to be a verified member of the Discord. Then go into the green room and wait there. If you're in the green room, that means you want to come into the Fakeologist Show. And I'm going to move the green room down just above the show. And then I'll bring you in and we can have a chat. But I thought I'd do a broadcast every night just as an exercise to practice talking. And hopefully I'll say something useful. Because obviously there's lots going on in the world. The biggest military media coup takeover, medical military media takeover coup is going on right now. We have passed the 1 year mark. I predict it's going to be a 10-year grueling reconfiguration of society, probably in a way that you're not used to and don't like. But there's lots to talk about. There's so much to see. I could go anywhere and talk about this, anywhere on the internet. There's so many sources of information. And I'm streaming on many platforms tonight just to get the maximum number of viewers. And if you go to fakeologist.com/live, fakeologist.com/live, you will come to this page. You will see I have two streams going for the audio. They both go to about the same place. fake11.com/stream1 or fake11.com/radio1. And if you are on the videos, then it looks like I don't have anyone listening tonight, which is amazing. I have no one on the videos. You can stream me on FakeoTube, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, DLive, and Twitter. So of all those video sources, not one person is listening. Let's see if anyone is listening on the audio. And I know this is not compelling audio or video, but I'm going to check anyway and see if anyone is listening on the radio stream. And apparently we have lots of listeners tonight on the radio stream, which is great. I've got, looks like three, Germany, somewhere in the United States, and I've got Santiago, Chile. I would love to hear from someone in Santiago, Chile. If you're really in Santiago, Chile and not using a proxy, that would be very interesting. If you are in Santiago, Chile, call me on the main line or come into the Discord and let's have a chat. That would be fascinating. Fascinating to hear. Otherwise, you can jump into those live streams on the video and type in there, and I should be able to see your text chat. I'm going to just turn on the chat. The chat is going. I'll just type a hello message. So there you go. The hello message went out everywhere except my Discord. I don't know. The Discord's not connecting tonight. I've got on the screen, fakeologist.com/live. That's where you go to see where we are broadcasting at any one time. And underneath you see the word FakeoTube. FakeoTube is my video site. And I'm going to put the phone number up now. There you go. 810-666-1984 or hit me up on the Discord. Let's see if I got the phone. Phone banks are open. I'll just reboot my phone program. So if you're calling now, just give it a few. Okay. What do you want to talk about tonight? Well, let's go back to the blog and see what I've posted. Go to fakeologist.com/blog. The link is on the right side, main blog page. Let's see what's going on. Got a nice little graphic here created by a junior fakeologist. There's a Klaus Schwab going up your nose. Okay, there we go. At the top of the blog is tonight's show. And reminder, if you want an email reminder that the show's going on, just send me your email address. You can just email me at ima@fakeologist.com. Now, there's only one. There is a partial censorship going on with the email blast, and that is there are different email systems, servers, that use a reputation middleman, and my reputation apparently isn't that great as an email sender. Sometimes I have problems with FakeoTube notifications because we're doing a lot of testing to get that working. And the servers sometimes consider it spam. So then they give me a bad reputation. So then they'll block the emails, which I think is outrageous. I prefer to get all emails and let my own software sort out which is good or bad. But if you're on Comcast, which is one of the largest internet providers in the United States, then you probably won't get my emails. Because they come back from Comcast. They get bounced back. My suggestion to you is to get your own domain. But if you're not going to do that, go to protonmail.com or another mail server, maybe even Gmail, and set up an email there. And send me that email to get the email blasts. Highly recommended. All right, looks like we have two people online tonight. We got one person on the Twitch and one on the Periscope. Periscope is going to end at the end of the month, apparently, and switch over to Twitter. I do find myself going to Twitter quite a bit. I'm quite fascinated by that idea that I go to Twitter quite a bit. And I find a lot of nuggets. Twitter is like a microblog service, but it's easy to get on. Got reasonable people there. I know they block lots of people. And actually, I'm gonna play actually one of Marcus's videos just in case. He's listening because Marcus reached out to Jeff Berwick, and I'm going to display that now. And I'm going to try and find it here. Just give me a sec. I'm not too organized tonight. I got to make sure you guys can see it. And I think I'm going to switch things around a bit. I'm going to check my... Okay, let's see. I think I'm going to have to open another browser here to do this. And I'm going to share the other browser. I think that's the best way to do it, guys. So I'm getting used to the video thing. It is a pain. It is a bit of a pain. But I'm going to try and get it working well. Actually, I did try that before. Let's see. I am working on getting a second screen as well because when you're doing video broadcasting, it adds a whole dimension of complication. Okay. Copy link. Let's come over here. Okay. Now I've got to change the sharing. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me in the chat. I just lost my chat. Share the screen. Let's see what else we got. Share the screen. Going to share this one. Okay. Marcus did a video, 2 minutes and 19 seconds, and let's make it big. No, that's no good. There we go.
Do you remember this message from when COVID-19 first arrived to America? Hey there, it's me, Marcus Allen, host of The Marcus Allen Show, and developer of Exclave Private Towns. As we pass the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 lie, many people like to repeat this talking point. Just wear a mask. It's not that bad. What they seem to forget is all the other things that have happened since last March. If you hate wearing masks and are frustrated with those not awake, let's go down memory lane. These are the headlines since the beginning of the COVID-19 lie. Remember this? This is the message that kicked off the COVID-19 lie during the second week of March last year. It's just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. It's just rumors. It's just a mask. It's just a piece of cloth. It's just until the cases go down. It's just to keep others from being scared. It's just to save grandma. It's just gyms, salons, spas, and sports. And the list goes on and on and on. As we see, they start off with minor restrictions. Then over time, they ramp up the tyrannical lockdowns while most people aren't paying attention. And after a year, we end up with no more freedoms, all because of a whopper of a lie, the COVID-19 lie. We went from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to over a year of lockdowns, medical tyranny, and even COVID detention centers. It's like the frog in boiling water metaphor. You put a frog into a pot of boiling water and it jumps right out. But if you put it into a pot of nice comfortable water and then turn on the heat, the frog will complacently let himself be boiled. That's the bad news. Here's the good news. If you hate the new normal and want to go back to the good old days only better, you might want to join us at Exclave Private Towns. Coming soon near you. Small private towns you can trust. Rubbing elbows with like-minded people. Back to normal without the overwhelm. Where we live, work, and play without masks, without social distancing, and without taking dangerous vaccines. Take an online tour and see Exclave Private Towns that are coming near you at escapethenewnormal.com.
Okay, that's Marcus. We used to do a broadcast together. I'm sure he'll call me back one day. But in the meantime, I'm going to flip over to Jeff's Twitter. And hopefully you can see that. Here's Jeff's Twitter here, and welcome anyone. If you want to call in, 810-666-1984, 810-666-1984, or come to the Discord. Let me just make sure the phone lines are going. Hold on, guys. There we go. Let's find the video that Marcus did. Okay, here it is.
How are you doing today, Lucia? I'm pretty tired today. We went for a long walk yesterday.
We went for a 10-hour, actually 12 hours total. Drive, hike. So here's a little business tip for you. I don't want to make any money from this, totally honestly, which I always am. You look like shit. What was I talking about? I don't remember what I was talking about, but hit me maybe one more time. Stuff. I'm starting to remember what I'm supposed to say. Hope you don't mind if I take my time while I do this video. I've been doing it for 10 years, and it costs you nothing. So if you want to complain, the video's a little long. Didn't find it that interesting. Hey, why don't you go fuck yourself? You want your money back? Business 101. I don't really care if I make any money from this development. I've had a few glasses of wine here. Maybe it's something I need to fix about myself. I don't care if you don't like this video. Oh, hey, look, it took like 20 seconds there, and I'm going to give this thumbs down. Give it a fucking thumbs down. I don't give a fuck. What was I talking about? If you want to look into my history, I got a ton of good things and a couple bad things. And one was I tried to start and I didn't take it seriously enough when I got other people and their money involved. It was a Gulch Chile in Chile. The guy who defrauded everyone still probably has up there that I'm an asshole who does cocaine and fucks strippers, which was true. And that was part of the problem, actually. What was I talking about? That's how much I care anymore. What was I talking about? Yeah, I'm just going to take my time and smoke a cigarette. You got to sit there. Just sit there. Eat your shit. Here's how I do business.
All right, that was 6 minutes. It is 6 minutes. You can watch the rest of it. Basically, he's just, obviously, Jeff was repeating himself, rambling quite a bit. But it was a pretty good original video, and I haven't even finished watching all of Jeff's video from today. But I highly recommend following Jeff Berwick, because he'll put out a video every other day or so when he is not running a conference. So highly recommend Jeff's videos. Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante. And he even has a lot of information on cryptocurrency, which I'm not going to recommend or unrecommend. I just think it is something that you might consider putting in your portfolio, but certainly don't bet the farm on it. All right, we've got four people now. I'm still pretty fascinated by this way, this ability to stream to many, many sites. I've got the audio, I've got YouTube. Now, my YouTube channel is Fakeologist, fake11.com/YouTube, the number 2. So you can subscribe there if you want. You don't have to subscribe because, like I said, I'll send out email blasts and you'll get the notification that I'm on the show tonight or at night via email. Now, I got two people on Periscope. So I think that's kind of funny. I'll just say hi to Mr. Millennium Falcon there. Hello, that's Napoleon Wilson. Good guy. You'd call in Napoleon just to say hi. That would be a great idea. I'd like to hear from you if you want. Okay, let's go to fakeologist.com/blog. Let's see what we've got here. Pretty good article today on how the social credit system is coming to America. Yes, sir. Social credit, if you haven't heard about it, it's like a credit score, but it's administered by the government. Your credit score is administered by a couple private credit companies that take reports from different big creditors to assess your score. But the social credit system will most likely be administered by, well, it'll probably be administered by a private company as well on behalf of the government, because that's how it's done. And one of those companies is Serco Service Corporation, which is a massive British firm. It's an octopus that's involved in all kinds of different stuff. And you should be very afraid of this company, Serco, to say the least. And one moment. All right, sorry about that. I had to mute that there. A little technical glitch. All right, let's get back to it. So it's a fantastic article. Some well-informed Americans may be aware of China's horrifying social credit system that was recently unveiled as a method of eradicating any dissent in the totalitarian state. Yeah, I think that's the worst part, is if your credit score... I believe the credit score starts at 1,000, so everyone gets 1,000 points, and then as you do things wrong, it goes down. Now, when you reach 500, you basically have to go to re-education camps. So, for instance, if you put a dissenting post, then you might lose 10 points. So, basically, if I wrote this blog and it was against guidelines, saying a nasty word or two, then I would be at 500 in no time. So I wouldn't be able to travel, probably wouldn't be able to work, and all kinds of other problems. Basically, they would uncitizen you. And that is how social credit works. It can really be a very, very dangerous controlling system. And if everything is digital, it would almost like being canceling you if you were a credit card. They would cancel your credit card. So you wouldn't be able to move, do anything. So I would really be very afraid of that system. Now, of course, people that are good or think they're good will say, hey, I haven't done anything wrong. I would be fine. Well, okay. You can say that now, but the possibilities of abuse are endless. The next post, Nazi healthcare revived across the Five Eyes. This is a great post, and I want to get this guy on my show if he'll come on. And I found him on YouTube as well. And he did a show. I'll play a bit of it.
Some money coming in to just stay a little bit, maybe above water, just a little bit more. And
Grandpa, who's in the White House, says, take the $1,400 and go pay off your mortgage.
Oh my God, yes.
Okay, the guy's name is Matthew, and his website is Canadian Patriot Press. He's a Canadian in Montreal, apparently. And he basically is discussing what I think is one of the purposes, and I discussed this last night with Prescient, discussing how the Five Eyes nations are using COVID as an excuse to keep the baby boomer generation out of the healthcare system by rationing it. And they have all kinds, and this is a really good talk because Matthew also believes, I believe in another one of his videos, that he still says that Britain is running the show. They're still running the world. They may not be sailing ships across the seven seas, but they are controlling, of course, Britain, England, the UK, but the United States, all the Five Eyes nations, and probably all the colonies that they allegedly let loose. This is a really good talk. I think there's one other guy who promotes the idea that it's the British that are still running the world, not the Jews, not the Jesuits exclusively, not the Khazars, not the Sabbatean Franks, not the Israelis, but the British. And really, there's lots of evidence to support that. And actually, I haven't heard that theme being mentioned in a long time. But you should really look into that and watch this. Let me play a bit of this here.
Stream.
Okay. Let's click the wrong button. Stream. See what happens.
Something we should be providing through long-term loans to other countries in Africa and South America and India and beyond to develop themselves, to stand on their own two feet. And that he made total enemies. So what I make a point in this paper is that FDR's vice president, Henry Wallace, shared Franklin Roosevelt's vision. And this is what Kissinger hates as well. Like, this is what Kissinger devoted his life to destroy in the United States during all of his time, his decades of influence as a U.S. foreign policy maker and member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So Wallace had said and warned in 1944 that fascism in the post-war era inevitably will push.
Now, I think Napoleon and Brian are saying that they're not getting any audio. So if you could give me a heads up if there's no audio coming through, I'd appreciate that. Let's take a gander here. I'll let him play a bit more.
Push steadily for Anglo-Saxon imperialism and eventually for war with Russia. Already American fascists are talking and writing about this conflict and using it as an excuse for their internal hatreds and intolerances towards certain races, creeds, and classes. And this is 1944. before.
Wow, look, what does that sound like today, right? Whoa.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. This is before the Cold War started. I mean, wow. and Wallace was a major, if he had succeeded in his presidential bid in 1948, and also if he had not been kicked out of the vice presidency in favor of Harry Truman, who was a Wall Street lackey who loved Churchill, had that not happened, there would not have been a Cold War. It's a fact. It would not have happened. The world would have unfolded very differently, with a world of mutually sovereign nation states cooperating on big projects that elevate the standards of living of everybody along the way. Kind of like what China is doing today with the Belt and Road Initiative, where 135 nations representing all of the different cultures and religions of the world are working already on a framework to build and work on these giant infrastructure projects for high-speed rail and water projects, greening deserts. It's all happening right now on that part of the world, which is ironic because that's acting more American in so many ways than the America that we are seeing today under Biden. And I think that
so all of these things that we're seeing, like the Black Lives Matter and all of the separating people, men and women, black and white people, and
all
of the deplorables and the domestic terrorists who don't agree with the globalists. This has all been in the works for a long time, and it's all being perpetrated by these same big, you know, all the way back to Britain. This is their plan. This is what they want as part of this whole one world government thing.
The audio coming through on the radio.
The roots, if you want to get the heart of the Five Eyes, you have to look at the collapsing British Empire at the end of the 19th century, and then Cecil Rhodes. So what was happening around the 1860s to the 1902 period when Cecil Rhodes dies and creates his Rhodes Trust. His entire will bequeaths all of his fortunes that he accumulated as a diamond and resource magnate in South Africa, what's today called, or what was then called Rhodesia.
Be quiet, Matthew. All right. A little small bug, which is fine. That means I won't have to, I can delete this video today and I'll just use the audio. Okay, so that is another fantastic post. That is a new find. I've never talked to this guy before. Okay, here we go. I want to thank the donors from the last couple days because apparently going on the air made a big difference. So I want to thank Prescient, who made a donation after yesterday's show, which is very kind. Master of None made a great donation at fakeologist.com/donate. Also, Jan Van G, he gave me another donation. He's a longtime donor. Really appreciate it. And, of course, a week or so ago, an ounce of salt made a very generous donation. So thank you, guys. If you want to donate, Subscribestar, Patreon, Bitcoin, lots of ways to do it. All right, another discovery. It's not a recent discovery, but we've been posting it. It just bubbled up. The company called Serco. Serco is the octopus. Apparently the Crown, or the people behind the Crown, hiding behind the Crown, are running Serco. This comes from Russia Today, but another site went into this the other day, so I'll play a bit of this. Big Brother Watch.
Have you guys ever heard of a company called Serco? Well, it might be the biggest company that you have never heard of. Everyone knows about the private prison industry, the transportation industry, and government agencies. But what if I told you that there was just one company that oversaw almost every facet of all of these sectors? Yep, that's Serco, the mother of all multinational corporations. Serco is a $1.5 billion services company based in Hook, North Hampshire in the United Kingdom, whose motto is bringing services to life. So, what the hell does that actually mean? Well, according to their website, Serco improves the quality and efficiency of essential services that matter to millions of people around the world. The work we do for national and local governments involves us with the most important areas of public service, including health, education, transport, science, and defense. Now, I know it still sounds very vague about what they actually do, but more importantly is how many industries Serco actually oversees across the entire planet. Since governments from around the world outsource to Serco, the massive corporation has its tentacles in 16 countries worldwide. They cash in on detention. Serco runs 7 immigration centers and has a presence on every military base in Australia. They're also the largest operator of private prisons in the UK. Serco also directs airplanes. They are the largest air traffic controllers in the world, with 54 towers in the U.S. alone. The company also supplies air traffic control in Iraq and the United Arab Emirates. Serco also moves people
okay,
on the ground.
Okay, that is enough of that.
Scotland ferries.
There's a lot more to that story, and there's another video that I posted that is fascinating about Serco. Look into Serco if you want to see who is behind and implementing this New World Order restructuring. Now, this is a pretty good video. Take a look at this.
Okay, guys, it's 2:34 p.m. This is the Rose Garden. This is 15th Street. Guys, that's the Oval Office right there. They're saying there's people in there right now talking about the relief bill. Look at this. No activity. Nothing. Zero. But they're saying there's a ceremony going on in the Rose Garden right now. I don't think there is, guys.
This guy is hanging outside a window beside the White House off 15th Avenue. Beside the White House. He's in a office building or condo. And he's showing how there's supposed to be a live news conference.
And this is live right now. At the Rose Garden.
Yeah. It says CNN Live. At the exact time, there's supposed to be some kind of news conference. And then he points his video camera across the street. He can't see anything. I'm going to take his word for it. He's pointing at the Rose Garden because there's a building blocking the view. But there's nobody there. He's contending. There's no security. There's no crowds. So it's not live, as the Telelivision says. Now, getting back to the Telelivision, on 9/11, all we saw on the screen was the icon live. But most people on this website know there's nothing to do. It was not live that day. It was pre-recorded. And that is what we were trying to get at. So now they are still pretending to be live. But this is another level, I believe, where it doesn't appear that the president is even in the White House. Has he ever been in the White House? It's hard to say. And many people have said that he's in a Castle Rock film studio using the old White House sets from all those television shows. But whatever the case, this guy goes
Darn
on
guys,
for quite a while.
There should be security at the White House. There should be things happening. There should be security. Look at this. There's no security. No security, guys. You got landscapers. You got people just hanging. So you tell me, guys. This is the Rose Garden. This is the South Lawn. The Rose Garden is right in that corner. They're saying they're outside there right now. I'm telling you. Lived here my whole life. 40 years, guys. Okay? This is the World War One memorial being built. This is March 12th. It's 12:35, 12:36 p.m., something like that. This is the White House, guys. No one on the roof. Nothing happening. They're saying right now as I speak, that's the Oval Office right there, guys. That's the Rose Garden right there. You're telling me we can't see any security? We can't see anything? Look at this. Lollygagging. Okay, guys? You know? There's the Rose Garden. That's where they say they are right now. Let me show you again. Climb back into the window. Right here, guys. Here's Nancy. So you're watching in real time with me, guys. You be the...
And if you think the masks are going away, these politicians at the top are fully masked. Now, that to me, and I'll tell you again the purpose of the mask. Nothing to do with health. It's everything to do with creating a new feel, a new transition to a new society. So this will be the symbol. I wish they would have picked a hat or something. I would have worn a hat probably, but the mask is such an obnoxious, just irritating. It's just so in your face, and it is your face, blocked. And these idiot politicians that are parading around on the TV are obviously going to do this for the rest of time. So that's, but the point of this video again is, if it says live, that doesn't mean anything anymore. It's not live, and if we are to believe this guy, they definitely were not at the White House. Okay, this show is being recorded, and I did record the FAK 269 show yesterday, so you can't always get this by audio form. Let me read Brandolini's Law. This was a pretty interesting thing that I got from Topo Chico. And Topo Chico, by the way, is a great contributor. He sent this to me via Twitter. It's amazing how people have their favorite apps and they just pick one. And he sent me a direct message on Twitter. That's how he sends me links. And again, he sent me Bitcoin in the past. I really appreciate it. Fakeologist.com/donate. And here's something interesting. This is why it's really difficult to counter the narrative by responding even on Twitter, on all the social medias. And Brandolini's Law is also known as the bullshit asymmetry principle. Asymmetry principle is an internet adage which emphasizes the difficulty of debunking false, facetious, or otherwise misleading information. The amount of energy needed to refute bullshit is an order of magnitude larger than to produce it. We'll just click on this link. Basically, what it means is you got to put a lot more effort into trying to refute something than to actually put it forward. When someone says, prove it's not true, it takes a lot more effort than for them to just put out a BS story. All right, I'm going back. Now, I didn't do too many posts today. But we'll go back and check a few other older posts. Now, I didn't get to this yesterday. But this is another video. I'm very weary of the controlled opposition with regards to the Vaccination Nation programming. And today, Uncle Odd was going to call in because he also watched Jeff Berwick's latest video, Dollar Vigilante. And he promoted a Del Bigtree video, and he puts Del Bigtree on his website because he likes him so much. And Del Bigtree was promoting a video by an alleged virologist who was going on saying how this current vac, and I won't call it that, quaxination program, or this current experimental biological agent program, not a vaccine by their definition, they're saying that it's going to create such a terrible condition in the human body that the next virus that comes along is going to really kill people. Now, I think that I didn't want to watch that video because my beliefs on virology are that you can't catch a virus. Viruses are not contagious. Viruses are a reaction to a weakened biological or a weakened system. They don't cause illness. They are in response to illness. So they've inverted the idea of viruses. So the idea that this quaxination can make viruses more virulent, more contagious, is just promoting the myth. And that's wrong. And that goes to the idea that as long as they have you asking all the wrong questions, they don't care what the answers are. So if you're promoting viruses are contagious, they don't care how you're promoting it. They just hope you promote that idea. And that's the problem. But I linked this woman on FakoTube anyway, because I thought it was an interesting speech. But I'm quite concerned that this person is controlled opposition. Because the other thing is, this is still on YouTube. Now, we know YouTube doesn't let anyone stay on for very long that is promoting the truth, or what I think is the truth.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, so thank you so much for inviting me. I come to you tonight with a lot of information about the experimental vaccines, what's called the experimental vaccines.
Fakeologist. Uh-oh, I had a call in there, but I don't know if it went, if they could hear me. I haven't tested the phone line, so let me call this guy back. Let's see if I can get through.
Hello?
Fakeologist, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good, good. Did I cut you off, or did you change your mind about calling?
No, I called. I'm not too good with this stuff. I called you once before, but I suck with the internet.
Oh, no problem. I wasn't sure if the audio was working properly, so how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fantastic.
I was listening to you on YouTube.
Okay.
I mean on DLive, not YouTube.
Oh, you're on DLive. Great.
Yeah, so because, like I said, I suck with the internet. I don't have a smartphone. I have a flip phone.
Where are you calling from? Are you calling from Massachusetts?
Yeah, I'm in Boston.
I could tell. I got the accent.
I know.
Can anyone hear him? I just want to make sure people can hear the phone call because I haven't really tested it.
Okay.
Okay. Are you enjoying the show tonight?
Yeah, I found it like 10 minutes ago. I was so excited because... like, I look for your shows, but like I said, I suck with the internet and with all the censor, and like, I can't keep up.
Sorry, I was just making sure you're coming through. Yeah, you're coming through. Okay, good.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm a little rocky because I'm just trying to get the video working, and that is an order of magnitude more complicated than just audio, but it seems like I got everyone streaming away. Which is cool.
Okay, good. No, I watched that interview you were just talking about, that, I forget his show, that guy that interviewed that vaccine guy, Bill Gates vaccine guy there, that professor, whatever he is.
I'm trying to track you. Are we talking about Fauci? No.
No. That Hal Big or whatever his name interviewed that guy, that fucking guy who does... vaccines there just recently a couple days ago.
Oh, Del Bigtree.
Yes. I watched that video and I and whatever his name is broke it down so I could understand it, because the way the professor's talking, I don't know what the fuck he's saying. You would understand that because you're way more intelligent than me when it comes to that.
Well, I don't know about that, but okay.
No, you trust me, you are. But basically what it is, it's that the vaccine they're giving out is to kill your immune system.
Oh, okay.
That's what he said.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, okay. And
like I said, I'm not holding it.
Yeah.
Anything to it, because I don't believe nothing no more. So it's all fucking.
Well, the idea of an immune system, I think, is a little puzzling, because I think that implies that it implies a war. Or this versus us versus them in the body. But I really think that when you're poisoned with the vaccine, the quaxine, then your body has to get it out. That's pretty much the way I look at toxins. So the body has to break it down or isolate it. That's all it can do. So I think when you introduce a poison into the system, which is all pharmaceuticals, including quaxines, then the body has to either break it down or isolate it. That's it. So I don't, I think if you have too much of a poison in you, then you're going to die because your body cannot get it out. So unless you introduce some kind of antidote to neutralize it, then you're a dead duck.
Yeah.
So I think, and I didn't finish watching the Jeff video where he was promoting the Dell Big Tree video, that I think they're promoting the quaxine in a reverse way.
Yeah, like I said, I don't believe anything no more.
Well, you can believe it. So, yeah, okay.
It's well, I believe like conspiracy people that say the opposite of what the media says, I believe them. If that makes any sense. I don't believe nothing on the news.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is that if they're pushing this vaccine, I just know one thing, it's not there to help you.
Yeah, I agree. It either does nothing or it hurts you. I agree.
Yeah.
But I think the main thing is if they normalize vaccines, then it's almost like becoming a junkie.
Oh, yeah.
You're never going to get off it. So if they make it a requirement to function in society and make you in, if that's a way of addicting you to it, even though it's not a real addiction. It's a compliance thing. I don't think that if they gave us heroin on a regular basis, we'd probably be better off.
Yeah, they did that too, though, with all the pills and shit.
Yeah, well, yes, the opiates.
Yeah. They're basically just, you know, they basically with this shit, they're just going to be able to do whatever they will please. Like, they can anyways, but after this, they just going to, there's no say no more.
Yeah, basically, you've got an open vein to the government.
Yeah, that's all it's about.
Your vein is open, you got to get it recharged, refilled, and they can change it up at will. And the problem is, unlike taking something through your mouth, like a food, where you can taste it, you can smell it, you can't do any of that when it goes right into your vein. So you have no idea what's going in there. No idea. That's why I would never be a street-level drug taker, because how do you know what pill the guy's giving you on the corner? You really don't know what's in it. And if it's the wrong stuff, it's going to hurt or kill you. Now, the pharmaceutical business is obviously no different. And now that they are saying they're experimenting on you, they're saying it's an experimental biological agent, then it's your fault if you take it and something bad goes wrong.
I agree.
If you take it, you're told this is an experiment. We've never tested it on any group of people, not even animals. You're the experiment. Let us know how it goes. And don't call us. If you have a problem with it, you can call your government because they have it all set up to pay you money if you survive. And send your report into the CDC Vaccine Injury Awareness Database. And we'll just put it in there, and anyone who wants to look at it down the road can try and figure out what the hell happened. But do not call us.
Yeah, well, like the media's, you know, the media, they ain't going to tell you that it's just experimental, because even if they did, the people would still fucking line up for it. They just too brave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they would.
You know, so, like I said before, I'm kind of like...
What do you think of this Simone Gold? Do you think she's controlled opposition? Why is her video still on YouTube?
Oh, she is. She's controlled.
Do you think so? Have you heard of her?
Yeah, she's a good-looking girl, right? From Canada or something?
No, I think she's American.
Yeah, but she's good-looking, right?
She's okay.
She's real good. No, I mean, she's very pretty. Yeah, she's controlled. She's with the Zionists.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of videos on her breaking her down years ago before censorship.
Oh, really? So Simone Gold is controlled.
Yeah, I watched so
much. Well, I couldn't see anything too wrong with what she was saying.
No.
But
she says good things.
A controlled opposition is supposed to lead you astray.
Yeah, she's no good. Anyone who YouTube really promotes, you should know by now, is no good.
Okay.
And there was videos of her talking about Zionism and stuff like that, but you can't find them no more.
Okay.
And it's hard for me to prove it because I can't show you those videos no more, and you understand because they're all wiped out.
Well, the problem is she also allegedly went into the Capitol building. Now, that is strange because I think we had a caller, somebody called in and said they were there, but nobody was going in, or whatever you saw on TV did not happen that day, at least.
Yeah, I believe that.
So apparently she was arrested.
Yeah, that's whatever. The whole Capitol.
So she was allegedly in the Capitol building making a speech, and I'm just playing this now.
Yeah.
I didn't see this. Okay, let's play it. So here we'll play it.
Slowly clear. Capitol Police are trying to slowly clear these people out of Statuary Hall. You know how they're afraid he's making a speech. There's a bunch of QAnon types.
So is this supposed to be
I don't know who all these other people are. The police are slowly trying to clear it up.
So, yeah, that I didn't really realize that till after I posted it. So if anyone has more, if I can take the video down because it's on my website as well. So, yeah, I guess that's her there, allegedly.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Like I said, you could take my word for her or not, but she's no good.
All right. Okay.
Like I said.
Yeah, I see now. There we go. Whoever this guy is. Truth Maverick John Strand. Do we know who that is?
I don't know. I don't even keep up with all that. Anything in the news, I don't even waste my time watching.
But yeah.
I only find it from listening.
So maybe America's Frontline Doctors is just another controlled opposition group. They're big. Yeah.
It's like.
Because she said she founded it.
Oh. See, I'm not too familiar with that at all, so I can't comment on that. But anyone who's promoted highly and who's not sent it all over the place is controlled, in my opinion.
Okay. I see my blog looks like it's a little mixed up here. Maybe it isn't. Okay. All right. Well, anything else? You wanted to make a point?
No, I don't even know what to think no more. My point is, just whatever the news says is the opposite.
Will you be taking the quaxine?
Are you out of your mind?
Okay. Well, I have to ask.
No, I know. But no, I stress about that every day. It's just thinking about it. It's just because I'm just picturing the worst, they're going to make you take it, but I don't think they will. I just don't know, but they're going to make it very difficult for you to live life. You probably won't be able to get a driver's license. You probably won't be able to do this, do that.
The chat wants to know what your name is for the chat purposes. Are you in the chat?
Oh, no, I don't do anything online.
Oh, okay. How should we refer to you? Guy from Boston?
Derek. Yeah.
It's a guy from Boston, Anti-Napoleon, in the chat. Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you, Taco Junkie 2021. Yeah, we got a pretty good channel here, but we're just ramping up. We're trying to do a broadcast. I'm trying to do an hour every night just to see if I can get the stories I want to promote out.
Yeah, because I'm gonna get a smartphone. Sorry, I cut you off.
That's
fine. Because I have no one to watch no more. So I could get on Discord and talk to people that I think talk like me.
Yeah, get on the Discord. Actually, that would be smart.
No, you have to do something because I'm going insane because it's so censored, because I'm a conspiracy nut.
Yeah, definitely get on and chat to people. That would be great. That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's why when you were on, I was so excited and you take a call because it's like therapy talking to someone for a few minutes like you.
That was sort of what I wanted to do as well. I wanted just to help myself by helping others. So if this is all I'm doing, I'm not starting a revolution, but just therapy, which is sort of why I started the 9/11 thing way back in the day. So I agree. Yeah. Now it's more than ever very important, don't you think?
It is, but I just think the internet's going to be gone for people. Like, you're going to, like, it's going to be like China. Everything will be blamed like China and Russia, but they're going to just give you, like, an account, and if you fuck up, you'll have no internet access. That's my opinion.
I agree.
I agree.
It's a slow march to that, yeah, for sure. Well, you're going to have to be positively ID'd before you go online.
Oh, yeah. They got everything under fucking control.
What do you think of this guy, Chris Sky?
Chris who?
Chris Sky. Watch
this. Chris Sky is a commentator, activist, and you've seen him on Rebel News, Infowars, and of course his infamous interviews with CP24 and other mainstream media. You can follow him on Twitter at ChrisSokotia1 and Instagram at RealChrisSky, where he has 150,000 followers and climbing. Chris, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, always.
Thanks.
How are you, man?
Thanks for coming in studio. We know this is banned right now. You can't see people face-to-face. It's a big problem. I want to get right into it. And something that's been going on a lot right now is the YouTube video we had, the interview I had with you from last summer, late September.
September 26th.
It's been going viral. It's been tweeted by UFC fighters. Now Zuby, who I understand you've done an interview with, he's a rapper of the UK. So now it's going to overseas, this video. Probably 5 million views at this point. I just wanted to set this up so everybody can see exactly what we're talking about. We can go ahead and play the first clip here, guys.
Take a listen to this.
It's that simple. You don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel. Your business was closed.
Is that coming through okay? It's a little low.
No, I hear it. I hear it good.
This guy is, I think he's a legit activist in Toronto. And he's pretty laid it out.
Yeah, I seen that the clip that you're playing now yesterday. I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 100% right. And he's going to end up in jail eventually.
Well,
he's
been skirting around a bit, but I think he's just about. I think he's out of his house arrest. I think he was going on vacation again, actually. But if you want to look him up, Instagram.
I don't have any of that shit. Oh, you're talking to me, the audience. I'm sorry.
Well, you can, if you have a browser on your, well, how did you, you must have a computer with a browser.
I have an old laptop that's my nephew's.
Okay.
I live in a three-decker, so I get their old iPhone, but it's only for I go on internet, but I can't, type into it because I'm not connected that way because I don't have accounts set up. If that makes sense.
I don't think you need to be logged in.
You do. I don't have any accounts or anything like that. I just browse whatever I could find.
Right.
If I want to make a comment, you do have to be logged in. Yeah, I know that. That's why I can't make him. Yeah, I saw him. I like him.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Anyone who's talking like him, I love. You know, it's just a shame what's going on, and the people are too fucking brainwashed and dumb.
Right.
And like I'm sorry, I know I'm rambling. I'm just like so frustrated with life. Like it's like these fucks deserve it. It's like they deserve it. If they're that fucking stupid, just let them go into the fucking slaughterhouse, I guess. And it's a shame because, you know, it's the government that brainwashed
them. And you should too. Guys, I'm Chris Sky, and I'm saying no to the COVID vaccine. And you should too. Guys, I'm Chris Sky, and I'm saying no to the COVID vaccine. And you should too. Guys,
yeah,
I'm Chris Sky, okay. And I'm saying no.
There. Here's another one.
Guys, very important. For your Just Say No video, don't just post it in your story and tag me. Make it a post on your wall as well. That way, when people search the hashtag Just Say No, everybody who's had a post will pop up on that area. Right now, there's about 280,000 hashtags. As of yesterday, there was only 260,000 hashtags with Just Say No. So I want it to be millions of hashtags that Just Say No, and all of them are just videos of us saying Just Say No to the COVID vaccine.
Well, before I let you go, Boston, where do you think this whole thing is going? What's your opinion? Where is this all going? Where is America going to be in 10 years?
10 years? I don't think they'll be in America.
Okay.
Because they're crushing all the borders. I mean, it's all about the Zionist. It's the New World Order. They control everything. That's my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, which I probably am.
Why do you say it's the Zionists, though? Why are you listening to a lot of Zionist-type radio?
Well, no, I watch, like, the history and stuff like that, and it's like all the politicians happen to be Jewish, most of them.
Mm-hmm. Is Bill Gates Jewish?
I don't know about
him. Winston Churchill, the Queen...
No, but like when
Joe Biden.
No, but all his kids are married to them. Same thing with Trump. It's just,
yeah, but are their spouses running the world? I think we have to be a little more. If that is the promoted side story, then it's probably wrong. That's all. Now, what about the Sabatini and Franks? Have you heard of them?
Yeah, I heard of so many other ones. Like I said, I'm not too fucking smart, but I just know once you criticize a Jewish person, your career's over.
If you were going to take a group to hide behind, then you would take the most persecuted group. That would make sense.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Mexico just elected their first Jewish mayor in Mexico City. I mean, that's ridiculous, but whatever. I guess, let it be. I know I sound like I'm so anti-Jewish. I'm not.
Yeah, but that's the misdirection, I think. That's what they want. So, in the meantime, yeah, I guess I've heard of all the... If that is the number one promoted opposition, that's why I get suspicious. And I've said this for 10 years now, so
yeah, for instance, but like I said,
the obvious people running the world that have been running it for 150 years, the British, yeah. It makes way more sense, unless you think that all those elite that have all the money in Britain have completely disappeared. But I think their power structure is in your face. So,
yeah,
I think there are many gangs that run the world, but you have to look at some of the more obvious structures. And just because there's a Jewish person on the top, well, unless the queen is Jewish or the people behind her, then I don't think it's them. So,
okay, let me put it this way. Whoever are people who are like in government at the very top, I don't care what nationality they are. I'm Polish. If they're Polish, they're fucking dirtbags. So they're all scumbags and evil bastards. Whoever is in charge, I don't care what nationality you are. Whoever is doing this to humanity
is a piece of shit, and they should be. They shouldn't be on Earth.
Well, they're here and they're running things, so.
Exactly. So whoever they are.
Yep, I agree. All right.
I know. Okay, it was nice talking to you, and I know you do have a P.O. box. I'm almost positive you do. I will send you something.
I appreciate that. That's not necessary, but if you want to donate, I am not going to turn it down. Yeah, if you want to donate, fakeologist.com/donate. That's fantastic, Boston. I really appreciate it.
You have a P.O. box, though,
I
right?
do.
I know you do.
I do.
Okay, yeah,
I put it in for Rolo.
Okay, I'll send it to the P.O. box.
That's real kind of you. I really appreciate that. That's fantastic.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and show up here every day, at least for an hour, to take calls like yours, just someone to talk to, and just maybe put out what I think is relevant stuff. But I'm just one guy. I can't, I don't have all the answers, but I think I have some good ideas.
Yeah. Now, and my other thing to leave off is, if you just give me another second,
go ahead.
Is like the Holocaust. I'm not going to go down that road, but I'm just saying, does anyone ever ask the question, like, why? Why? You know what I mean? Like, but I know you're going to go back to, like, oh, you get my point? Like, oh, why did he do these to these people? Like, whatever he did. Like,
are you talking about Hitler?
Yeah.
Well, I suggest that you listen to the guy I just promoted earlier, the Canadian Matthew Earhart. Pretty interesting opinion on how Britain, Germany, how the elites in the power structure were trying to do things. I don't think he explains World War II, but I've watched lots of stuff on that 2 years ago, and it's really all about creating a common enemy. And now we don't even have to point it at a particular group. Now it's an invisible virus, which is even better than targeting an official group of people, ethnicity.
Yeah.
Way better. They're probably wondering why they didn't figure that out back then. But they had other goals.
Yeah.
They had other goals, and those goals are still being achieved today. Creating a greater Israel, recreating the Bible, it's all the same themes.
Yep.
Yeah, the greatest story never told is a good one from Taco Junkie there. And another one I liked was, what was the other one that I watched that just said, it was basically describing the war from the German perspective, but I don't think. Yeah, that's that. We could go on for hours about that.
Yeah, exactly.
And Brian or Mike was telling me watch Europa, which is 12 hours. Don't have time for 12 hours, but similar themes.
Exactly. Yeah, like Europa. I know you. I had to watch the first one, and that's it. But like I said, it all leads to this. With those stories, it leads to the same thing. What I'm talking about. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just the evil. People are just meant to be evil, I guess. The ones in power. You have to be evil to control the other people.
Oh, yeah. Psychopathic.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Boston. Well, thanks for calling. And I'm glad you got the phone. The phone lines are working. It seems like people can hear you, which is great.
Okay.
And,
thank you for talking to me.
Yeah. And call back anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Boston. Glad he got through. I think he was looking at the phone number there that I had on the screen. I have to put that back. 810-666-1984. I'll wait a minute if someone else wants to call in now that I know it works. And nobody came into the green room on the Discord. I did see a few people come into the intake room on the Discord. And the way you get in is you got to just verify your voice so we know you're a real person. And today, Joshua, Julia, Rockmon, Handathon, they all came in, but they, and Awe came in. Oh, here we go. Yeah, Boston.
Hold time, 29 minutes, 6 seconds.
Hey, Boston. I think he called back, but by mistake. Anyway, you got to get verified. Make sure you get verified. Well, tonight we got three people on the YouTube channel, one on DLive, one on Twitch, and one on Periscope. We're going to come back tomorrow at 8:30. We'll do this again. We've been on for about an hour. I know I screwed up the audio on the video side, so I'm probably going to delete the video. Probably going to delete it because I don't want people to start watching it and not hear any volume, so I'll probably delete that. I don't even know where it saves. I think YouTube saves it, but it takes almost half a day for it to show up on the channel. So I'll probably just delete all the videos off of YouTube for the simple reason that they're going to be on FakoTube. That's my server. And we'll see what happens. But I'm not going to... Tonight, I'm not going to publish the video because of the sound issues, because I had the sound off the whole time. All right, it's March 15th, 2021. If you are listening live now, you can get the audio. I am going to render the audio. And I don't even know if the audio is going to be that great because I'm referencing video. So this is just an experiment. We may or may not... continue this on the video side. We'll see. I'll get better at it. But thanks for listening, and we'll talk tomorrow. Good night.